Okay, with all the big heavy news today, how about a fish story? A marine mammal story, to be precise. It's a good one. Last month, a 51-year-old wildlife photographer was in the water off the coast of Port Elizabeth in South Africa. His goal? To document a whale feeding on sardines. But something extraordinary happened as he did that. He ended up inside the whale's mouth. And he explained how that happened to the BBC's Neil Rizel.
I'm Rainer Skimpf. I'm 51 years. I live in Port Elizabeth. I'm a dive tour operator, film crew production manager, and we do whale watching.
For two decades, he's been documenting the wonders in the waters off the Eastern Cape. The most spectacular of all is the sardine run.
It's the biggest migration of marine animals in the southern hemisphere.
Billions of sardines flash and swirl as they migrate north. Their vast numbers create a feeding frenzy. Sharks,
seals,
birds,
dolphins, and whales
all feast on sardines. Sardines respond to these attacks by bunching together into dense swarms called bait balls. To the untrained eye, it appears to be a kind of glorious chaos.
Outsiders, it might appear to be chaos. It's dynamic, but it's yet still very pretty to look at. And I wouldn't really describe it as a chaos. It's amazing to watch.
And he's still saying that, even after watching up close for 20 years.
As you know, we work in the open ocean, and any scenario is possible.
He says that, but it's hard to imagine he could have predicted a scenario earlier this year. He was filming the sardine run from the water at a distance.
We are accepted in the water, but we are not part of it. So animals swim past, and it's almost like they ignore you. They are after the fish, and we are after the pictures.
So there he is, in the water, in the midst of this frenzy.
I got in the water with two security snorkelers, and we started filming the sharks, and out of a sudden, it got suddenly very dark.
And he felt pressure on his hips.
It's about the pressure of a strong hug, not more.
He'd never experienced anything like it. Squeezed in the darkness, his mind raced. What could do this? Was it an animal? There were a lot about. Then, in a flash, he thought, I'm still conscious. It can only be one thing.
It's a baleen whale.
Rainer Schimpf was in the mouth of a whale.
They don't have teeth, fortunately. Otherwise, we wouldn't really talk, I guess.
It had accidentally caught him while feasting on sardines.
So it was very dark. I couldn't see, smell, or hear anything in there.
In that brief moment when you were in the whale's mouth, did you think, what if it dives?
Well, yes. That was my second thought after realizing that it cannot swallow me because its throat is not designed the way that it can swallow a human. My second thought was that it might dive, so I was holding my breath.
These whales, I mean, if it had dived to the bottom with you in its mouth, how deep do they go? How long do they dive?
Well, at this area where we were, it was about 80 meters deep, so it would have not be a very pleasant experience to go down that far.
That's an understatement. He would have died.
Do you feel its tongue? Are you able to move? Are you being crushed? What's that like?
Well, I was holding on to my camera. I had a mask on and a snorkel, and since the whale closed his mouth pretty much, I could not see anything because it was black, and I had, in 2 seconds, no time to play around and feel his tongue or whatever. He realized his mistake, and I got out. I was obviously a bit confused, but unharmed. The whale swam away fine with a stomach full of fish.
And Rainer had a mind full of questions. Fortunately, a colleague caught a photo of the fateful moment. It's incredible. The whale's head is out of the water, and Rainer's bum and legs are hanging out of the side of his mouth like a wet cigar.
I had the sense of what happened, but to visualize how I actually looked inside the whale, there was no imagination in my head how it could actually be looking. Only later, when I checked the photos, I realized what had happened.
And what did you think when you saw that photo?
That I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. Do you think your life was in danger at any point?
Well, put it this way. A whale's head easily weighs up to 3 tons. Only if you put that into relation to a car. If you park a car on your foot or on your hip, it can easily crush you. It just proves how gentle this particular whale was and how sensitive and sensible he was with myself. I got out, the whale got his food, and it's kind of a happy ending.
The photo has now been viewed by people around the world.
This has to be an unprecedented picture. Take a look. There, the jaws of a whale, and there, the legs and flippers of a man dangling. Now, this guy is a nature...
Well, I don't know what the definition of celebrity is, but yes, I've had a lot of cold calls from the Americans, from South America, from Africa, obviously, Europe, Australia, and the only continent missing is Antarctica.
Not surprisingly, his story drew quick comparisons with the biblical Jonah, sometimes translated as Jonas, who was swallowed by a big fish in a storm. More surprisingly, Rainer has a son called Jonas.
Well, we had two options, Philip or Jonas, and when I saw him, I thought, ah, that's a Jonas.
Rainer's using the spotlight to draw attention to one of the big threats to marine life everywhere, plastics.
Do you think that it was at all dangerous for the whale?
It would have been had I been a plastic bag, because it would have been more difficult for the whale to actually spit me out. He probably would have ended up swallowing me as a plastic bag and dying.
After the whale spat him out, Rainer returned to his boat, caught his breath, then got right back in the water to film the wild glory of the sardine run.
I mean, I love my job and I converted my hobby to be my job, so I seriously enjoy it and adore it, and it's amazing.
Wow. Wildlife photographer Rainer Skimpf in South Africa. He shared his story of ending up in the mouth of a whale with the BBC's Neil Rozelle.